Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
And just a little heads up, if you have a Bell phone, your time might be off. Time is 6:02. But for a lot of people, it's saying 5:02. So I hope that doesn't mess with your alarm. We'll talk about that in a couple songs. But in the meantime, we need to talk about this, your keyword. And your keyword for this morning, by the way, this is going to get you rent for an entire year. I should explain that.
Yeah.
That is going to be computer. C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R. Text computer and your name to 999999 right now. The time might be off on your phone, but it's not in this studio. And we want to make sure that you can live rent free for an entire year with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What we want is for you to live rent-free for an entire year. Jen, how are you this morning?
I am perfect. How are you?
Oh, you're perfect. Wow.
Things could not get better, huh?
Could not get better.
Well, I guess we can hang up the phone then.
Yep. Bye-bye.
That was so short and sweet.
Well, congratulations. You're in the draw to live rent-free.
Hey! Amazing. Thank you so much.
So, I mean, you get $100 now, but you could have rent paid for an entire year. How would that change your life, Jen?
Oh, I'd be living the dream.
I thought you already were.
Yeah. Make up
almost,
your mind.
Almost.
And if you want to be like Jen, get your $100 now and you're rent-free for an entire year just a little bit later. Your next opportunity is going to be 8 a.m. That's where your keyword's going to be.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Halloween. What was the exact age that you stopped trick-or-treating? For me, it was about 12. What do you guys remember?
Yeah, I'd say probably like 13, maybe 14.
Jax?
Yesterday.
That's right!
Yesterday.
So in case you're wondering, we talked about this on Friday. The experiment yesterday was Jax is going to come trick-or-treating with me and my daughter, Everly. And because Jax is kind of short, if she covered her face, we want to see how many houses would actually give her candy out of 10. And I have a big, I didn't realize this, but I have a Halloween neighborhood.
You really do. Like, they get right into it.
Yeah, your story seemed awesome. Yeah. Like, it seemed like you were in the movies.
I know. It was weird. Natalie and I looked at each other and were like, wow. Yeah.
this has never been so cool before.
Yeah. People had like movies set up, like projecting against their house.
That's so cool.
And that's what happens when you're the poorest person in the neighborhood.
The bitches.
We don't belong here. But anyway, Jax, you went up to houses with me.
I did, as your daughter.
And tell everybody what you did for your costume. That.
So I was a ghost. So I got a flat sheet from Walmart and I cut holes for my eyes and arms in it.
Right.
And I was all dressed up and I got a wagon so my sister and I, Everly, could go in the wagon and Daddy Adam could pull us. And it was incredible. I felt secretive and also free.
You tracked down the wagon, actually.
We did. Well, Jax did.
I did.
And Gerard had to put it together.
Square. Yeah, it's really
you had
hard
to build it?
It's really hard to put together a wagon. It's really, really hard. And I am pleased to announce that out of 10 houses, every single one gave me candy.
Yeah! Really?
But I will say that none of them looked happy about it.
Yeah.
Like they
Everly would get two pieces.
Yeah.
And Jax would get one.
I think they were like, okay, here you go. They just kind of felt bad for me, I think.
So I thought it was kind of cheating, honestly, when you told me about your costume being a ghost with the sheet cut out and everything, because you can't see your face. And I thought, like, if you really wanted to roll the dice, you got to be able to see your face a little bit. But then I saw the photo that Adam posted on his Instagram, and it's Everly and you standing next to each other, and you get to see the height difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's and how tall you are compared to Adam.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're like, no, that's no longer cheating.
No. I'm a child. I am a I'm a little ghost. So it was a lot of fun. And I will be going out next year.
Oh, God.
Oh, you are? You are going out next year?
This is a thing now. If I can collect candy, I'm okay with that. I'll go out every single year.
Why didn't you bring it in this morning?
What's that?
Well, okay.
So listen to this.
This is where it gets weird, right? Mm. So Jax and Everly both had candy. And we obviously, as one does, you do it in a sack that's, you know, your bed sheets, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What is it? The
pillowcase.
Pillowcase, that's right. So we had our nice pillowcases, And we gave Jax one and we gave Everly the other. And Everly had double the candy. Yeah. And we were going to do like a comparison side-by-side shot. Jax went because Jax actually went to a party last night. So after trick-or-treating with us, Jax left. And I texted Jax. I'm like, hey, did you accidentally take the candy with you? And Jax was like, no.
Yeah. And double-checked my car, everything. Yeah.
We checked outside. And we thought we may have left it in the wagon. The wagon's on my front porch. And we were the house that like left the candy out. So when we came back, all of our candy was gone, which is fine. Yeah. You should take it. But we wanted Everly to have some of it. And by the time we went back out there, the pillowcases and the candy were gone.
Yeah.
So we only left them out on the patio, I want to say, for half an hour.
Yeah, if that.
You think someone stole the candy
and the pillowcases. Like, I understand. Yeah. Take the candy.
Yeah.
But the pillowcases.
Leave the pillowcases.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Those are my Star Wars pillowcases. Yeah. I've had them since I was 8.
They're nice pillowcases.
They're actually pretty nice. They're like Hudson's Bay. Like, Natalie got them. Right, yeah. They were like really
now
nice ones.
My sister and I have no candy. No candy. No candy or pillowcases. Nowhere to sleep and no candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to have to kind of find that. We're not really sure where it is, but...
greasy.
Anyway.
That is greasy.
And we have a video, by the way, going up at Virgin Radio Toronto this morning. You can see proof of this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If there's a few people that are late to work this morning, you might want to give them a period of grace here. Because it seems as though Bell phones, and of which, you know, we have them, are all off on the timing thing. And it has to do with the fact that we're going back, it's daylight saving as of next weekend.
Yes.
But in the UK this week, they switched it.
Yeah.
So it seems as though there could be potentially, and I haven't seen any announcements on this, but it seems to be only Bell phones, Android or iPhone, and the time is reading an hour before it actually is. So it's 5:36. On my phone right now, it's actually 6:36. In real time.
Yeah.
And so that could mess with some people's alarm clocks. I'm not sure if that makes you early or late. Does it?
I don't even know.
It's too early to even think about that.
Because my phone and Jax's phone are reading the same time. And mine says 6:36.
It does. Yeah. Okay. So we're not sure if it's a glitch or if somebody entered the data wrong or whatever. You know, we're humans. It happens.
If you're waking up, though, and pressing snooze, don't do that.
It's not the truth. Check the time on your oven.
The oven has never lied to you.
Yeah. Except for when the power goes out.
But listen,
so we just want to give you the heads up that that's happening right now because it's going to mess with a lot of people's morning. You imagine. Right, your phone goes off at the wrong time. That's most people's alarm clocks.
Yeah.
So I'm sure by the time everybody rolls into work around like 8 or 9 a.m., this will get fixed. Anyway.
It's November. It's a Monday. Let's just go easy on each other, anyways. Right.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
30% of people said it'd be cool living with a ghost if it was friendly. It's not spooky season is not over yet, friend. A new survey of over 2,500 people, 30% of people said they'd be willing to live with a ghost if it was friendly. 20% said they would live in a home where a murder has taken place.
Oh God!
17% would live in a haunted house, and that number jumps to 46% if they get a discounted price. This must have been done in Toronto. Real estate's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
30% of people said they have no problem living next to a cemetery, and 25% said that they'd live next door to a haunted house, which I don't care about. You'd be scared living next to a haunted house?
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's someone else's problem.
Yeah. Will Ferrell apparently turned down $29 million for Elf 2 because the script wasn't good enough.
Hey. Integrity right there. I respect that.
Well, the original story was that he almost didn't do the original Elf because he thought it would ruin his career.
Really?
Yeah. Or he did it and then thought it was going to ruin his career. I ended up being I would call it a cult-like classic, but it's just
not cult-like. It's just a classic.
He says the decision to walk away was simple. I would have had to promote the movie from an honest place, which would have been like, oh no, it's not good. I just couldn't turn down that much money. And he thought, can I actually say those words? I don't think I can, so I guess I can't do the movie. That's from The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, wow.
I think, too, like, you know, it sounds ridiculous to say, but, like, Will Ferrell could make $29 million some other way.
Yeah.
Right?
He's okay.
If you can make that kind of money and your craft matters to you, I think, he's one of the executive producers on Succession. And he's
what?
Got
what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, him and Adam McKay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very like that's why it's got that funny tinge of humor
yeah,
to it
yeah.
because there's it's very dark, but like he is the executive producer.
I mean,
and he owns Funny or Die. Like he's just yeah. he doesn't yeah. need the money for that. And I know that sounds crazy. It's $29 million, but
to be fair, he did do Anchorman 2. So we can't.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oops.
Yeah, that was bad. And we were talking about this a few minutes ago, but don't worry, your phone is probably glitching out. Nobody knows exactly what time it is. Sounds like some Bell phones are displaying a time that's an hour behind. So, Adam, you were saying your phone was doing this? What time is it saying right now?
It says 5:52 on my phone right now. It's not.
Okay, but it's actually 6:52.
That is right.
Have read online that it could be a glitch in the system because places in Europe have moved their clocks back this weekend. And we're supposed to have it happen here in Canada on the 7th of November. We did get a text from the 437 saying Chevrolet cars are showing the wrong time as well.
Oh, dear.
Shouldn't you be able to just go in and change that?
Yeah, I think so. But some of them do it on that automatically.
Oh,
now.
Do they? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's mass spread as well. Mm. But the point is, time is a flat circle and none of this matters.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We're starting something called Tell Me Something Good. You might have heard it over the pandemic with us, but we want to reintroduce it to you at 7 o'clock. I think you're going to love this. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Jax is going to tell you something good. And then we want to hear something good about what's going on in your life at 999-999. It's a very simple concept. Jax, tell us something good.
Let me give you a little story here. I cried when I read it online. Okay, so this story's
great
going
start.
Viral. Yeah, I know. It's so sweet. It's about a woman named Frankie King. She was married in 1944 to her high school sweetheart, which is sweet enough. But listen to this. When they were married, he was going off to war, so they had to really rush the wedding. They just did the paperwork, and then, you know, he had to go. So life got busy. They had kids, and then they had grandkids, and they never actually got to have their proper wedding. They've been married for 77 years.
Oh, wow.
Now, listen to this. Last week, the two of them, in their mid-90s, at the same care home, tied the knot. And I guess the facility threw like a huge banger for them, like a big old party, a bunch of family and friends, and some friends were virtually online. And because she, Frankie, always wanted like her dream dress from the 40s, she had her dream dress, but it was like a rework of it. She worked with a designer who volunteered her time to work with this woman and give her her dream dress. And I guess the two of them, quote unquote, are still just as in love as ever.
Oh,
and the pictures, like
you
I read this means. And I was like, all right, 77 years, you got something there. So it was so sweet. And just these stories, like, just so good.
That's so good.
Right?
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
Gives you hope,
love.
Man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. TJ, some of the listener stories are amazing, too.
Yeah. We had a text come in from Peterborough, from the 705. It's from Michaela. My boyfriend's family is getting a puppy.
That's all we need.
The puppy is a cockapoo, and they're naming her Penny.
Oh, oh that's good news.
Another text from the 416 from Alexandra. My boyfriend and I won a costume contest this weekend. We went as Roy Kent and Keely Jones from Ted Lasso.
Nice.
A lot of Ted Lasso costumes this weekend. Yeah. I loved it. Last text here from the 289. I was on the Jumbotron during the Raptors home opener, and I'm still riding that high. That's from Laura.
That's a big moment, baby. A big moment.
So we're going to be doing this every single Monday. We call it Tell Me Something Good. Monday mornings are a little tough. Especially when your clock's back an hour when it shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's going to mess so many people up. Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be late today.
Yeah.
So we want you to give us your good stories. We're coming off the weekend. We're feeling a little sad to be starting the week.
Yeah.
But let's turn it into a good thing with Tell Me Something Good every Monday on Virgin Radio at 7:10.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I went to a party this weekend at a bar. And we stood up and talked and milled around without masks on.
Bizarre, right?
It was weird.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the last time I did it. And I think the last time I was at a bar and I was able to walk around without a mask on and talk to people at random.
Yeah.
Was Jack Astor's on March 12th, 2020.
At the club.
It was weird because we came into work the next day. Or was it March? It would have been. It was like one of the first two weekends in that March.
Yeah.
And I remember coming into work the next day. And like, you know, you'd heard about this COVID thing, but you didn't really know. It was coronavirus, right? We were talking about coronavirus back then. And then came in and I was like, wow, maybe I really shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
You know, like you just didn't realize.
The guilt started to seep in around then. I remember. Yeah.
Like, and then that week they shut everything down. So it was my first time. And it was a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax, you had a similar experience, correct?
I did. Yeah, I went to a party last weekend, and I was really, I was really thrown off because it's like, you feel like you're doing something illegal.
Yeah.
You feel
like you're bad.
You're like, is this actually allowed?
So the question is, have you run into anyone you didn't want to run into? Mm-hmm. Now, Jax, why do you bring this up?
Did you run into somebody?
No, I had a friend who, I mean, like, we've all been in the same boat for the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years, where you just kind of forgot about what it's like to see people. And my sweet friend kind of got weird the other night when we were at the bar. And I was wondering, I was like, why are you getting silent? Are you anxious because there's a lot of people? And they said, no, it's because my ex is here.
Ooh. Oh.
And they had forgot that they used to avoid their ex before the pandemic, and now they have to do it now. And yeah. Their ex isn't, like, in a lot of social circles, but, like, people are going to be out, and more so now. Like, people are going to want to go out.
So, and what kind of ex is this? Like, you can't just say it's your ex. Like,
it's not a good ex. It's, like, two exes ago, like, four-year relationship ex kind of thing.
Yeah, it didn't end well.
And, like, but you forget that you're avoiding people, so they looked like they had seen a ghost.
Did they say hi?
What's that? No.
They didn't say hi. Avoid each other
like the good old days.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would have thought they would have at least. It was like incumbent that you have like a 10-minute conversation with your ex if you run into them at a party. I remember running into one of my exes on like Bloor Street.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, hey there, stranger. And I was like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh. And then we talked and it was weird. And then I was like, okay, great to see you.
No, they just gave each other dirty looks instead.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he was not pleased. She was not pleased. It was a good time.
I think that's going to happen a lot more now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this, TJ.
Yeah.
If you ran into your most recent ex at a party, how would you react?
Well, probably the same way I did when I saw my most recent ex.
Oh, yes!
About a year ago.
You ran.
When Val and I were out for a walk, and I thought I saw them walking down the road, so I ran across the street with Val through a construction zone.
As one does.
Yeah, she's like, why did we do that for?
Yeah.
And I said, because I think I saw someone who looked like my ex-girlfriend.
She said,
you're almost 30.
Confidence is hot. Confidence in your past is hot.
Sexy.
So the question for you at 416-872-9999 or 999-99 to text. Now that we're social again, and like this is for real and it's happening.
Yeah.
You run into anybody that you're like, God.
Right, you.
I forgot why I liked being at home for the first little bit. I didn't have to see you. 999-99 to text. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we're out being social again, which means we're running into people that we maybe don't want to be social with. As in, like, exes. Jax had a friend run into their four-year ex.
Oh, yeah.
And a four-year ex meaning, like, not 4 years ago, but they were together for 4 years. So you know that didn't end particularly well.
A serious couple.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So hit us with yours at 999-99. You've run into someone lately that you're like, oh, yeah, that's why we stayed home. It was so much better.
Text from the 519. I booked a fancy restaurant for my girlfriend and I on Friday to celebrate our anniversary.
Nice.
Yay.
Congrats.
Turns out my ex had a similar idea, except she was with her entire family.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
I haven't seen this ex in 4 years after dating for almost 3 years. Since it was a hard breakup, I was mortified and didn't use the bathroom for the entire time we were there, as I would have had to pass them. That's like
family reunion. Everybody's here.
When you gotta wear Depends to just survive dinner, I mean, that's a rough dinner.
The whole family, it's a bit of a gang.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd be down.
From the 647, I actually had a good encounter for me, at least, with my ex. I ran into them with the guy she cheated on me with.
Oh, good.
They were arguing in the corner, and her and I stared at each other for a second. I guess she was the problem, not me.
I would have just been like, you have to smirk a little bit if you see that, right?
Oh, no. Hate to see it.
Yeah. Oh, what a bummer for you.
I would have been petty. I would have been like walked over.
Yeah.
Are you guys good? You guys okay?
Hey. Yeah,
it's great to see you.
Hey,
honey.
Yeah.
Things must be great. did I say great too many times? Cassie in the 416. I ran into my ex at a pumpkin patch 2 weekends ago. Oh. We were both there with our new partners, and we were both trying to get a photo. What are the odds? Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty
good
odds.
Who's not going to the pumpkin patch, right? Man.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Your phone might be tripping out this morning. It might be saying it's 6:50. It is not. It is currently 7:50 in the morning, so you might be very, very early for work. or school or whatever you're up to. Seems like it's happening mostly with Bell phones. They're displaying a time that's an hour behind. I have read too that certain cars are seeing this issue as well. And also there's a theory that it's a glitch in the system because Europe, or at least places in Europe, moved their clocks back this weekend. Ours is supposed to happen on November the 7th.
Okay.
So they're thinking it might be some sort of glitch within the system. Jax, our phones were fine this morning. Adam, do you find that yours is still doing it?
Mine says 6:50 right now. Now, according to Twitter, because I tweeted this out,
yeah.
If you go to date and time and you switch it back to Toronto, Ontario, it should fix it.
It wasn't on... What?
I don't know. It's I'm looking at it right now. And yeah, time zone, I'm
don't
looking.
Don't trust robots.
Yeah,
so you don't, telling you.
So get it out, get it away from setting it automatically and switch it to Toronto. And then that should probably, that's it. It fixed it.
Well, that's the beginning of the end, guys. It's happening. Fans are on the lookout for a deluxe edition of Donda after an Apple Music teaser came out. So fans have been speculating about the possibility of Kanye putting out an extended version of his latest album, Donda, after some people on Twitter noticed a new message under Donda's Apple Music page that appears to indicate an imminent release of the deluxe edition, saying
incredible.
A deluxe version of Yeezus' 10th recording, Miracle. That's what the whole message says. I'm not surprised. Donda only had 27 tracks. So.
Okay, more! So serious question. Was it a good enough album to warrant an extended?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Totally.
Producer Leah says yes. Jack says yes.
Why
TJ
not?
Says no.
I said
no.
I think both Donda and Certified Lover Boy left me wanting more.
Mm.
I would say that Donda had bigger hits on it, but Certified Lover Boy is consistent better throughout.
Wow.
I don't know. I keep flip-flopping on it because it's like I listen to them and then I change my mind. But I wasn't thrilled with both of the albums. They're still okay. Disney has confirmed that Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out next year. Streaming service, it's basically, they're just saying like, oh yeah, they wanted this. The last one came out in 1993. But they're going to wait 30 years and they'd be like, all right,
it is
now a
film.
Sequel.
I'm excited. we have been waiting for this because they've actually confirmed in the past few years and they never would for the past 2 decades. So we're finally actually getting some traction on this.
People are pumped about the cast too. So they've revealed that Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham, Veep's Tony Hale and Sam Richardson will be joining the project. They're also going to have Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, and Doug Jones from the
Incredible.
Original.
Beautiful.
The originals.
Love that.
Perfect.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And the time is 7:52. We got a bunch of text messages asking us.
Or is it?
It is 7:52, despite what your clock might be telling you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you guys ever seen the movie The Office? Not The Office. Office Space?
Yes.
Years ago. I can't quite recall it.
There's a very famous scene in it where the company they're working for does a review of all the employees that work there. And they're trying to figure out what everybody does so they can cost cut and save and, you know, fire people.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, well, they want to be efficient. And they're interviewing one guy and he's trying to explain what he does as a job title. And he keeps kind of evading the questions. And then finally the two consultants who have been brought in to explain the situation about and also like kind of look at what the company needs to do to cut dead weight, they kind of go, what exactly would you say you do here? Like just flat out. And he can't answer the question. So that is my question this morning for the month of November.
Oh.
I know that was a long walk to take a short drink of water, but the reason I ask is this.
Still thirsty.
Is November bad?
Oh, it's the worst.
Like objectively as a month?
I'm not trying to be negative here, but what does November add to the party, really? I mean, January, you've got the New Year.
Yeah.
February, you've got Valentine's Day.
Mm.
March break. April, Easter, May is, you know, you got the May 2-4 long weekend.
Yeah.
You know, June doesn't have any, but June is like the beginning.
It's
June is
Pride,
like,
baby.
June's Pride. Yeah, like, every month has something.
Don't forget the gays.
And we just came, well, you're right. Sorry about that. And then like October, we just came through two, right?
Yeah.
And in the States, they have Thanksgiving at the end of November. So you've got something to look forward to
Along
with Black Friday. But in Canada, Is November the worst
month?
It
is the worst, yes.
And I will grant you this. Remembrance Day, extremely important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not exactly a party.
No.
You know, Americans handle Memorial Day like it's, like, let's go get liquored up and get crazy. Canadians are like, well, we're going to remember. And we should.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there's nothing fun.
You're saying, like, no long weekends in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
The Americans do kind of do Thanksgiving well.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the placement of it.
They do.
History behind it, not so great. But the where it is on the calendar makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because it keeps to one thing a month, right?
Yeah.
They get their, you know, you get Halloween in October, Thanksgiving, November.
I feel like
we've kind of ignored November. We need to make November fun.
No. I feel like November's the resting period before Christmas. Look at it that way.
I don't find it restful. Do you find it restful?
I'm just trying to find a good part.
What we have to do, we have to shop for Christmas, but it's like it's like a 6 to 8 week lead up to the holidays. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I find November and February to be the two that I'm the most meh about.
Mm.
February seems a little worse, though, on paper, just because it's colder, usually.
But there's Family Day in February now, and Valentine's.
I stand by my statement.
It's short.
Okay. It's two days shorter.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just serious. I want to ask the question. And then I guess my follow-up question is, I don't want this to stay negative. I want it to be fun. How can we make, as Canadians, November fun?
Okay.
Kendall in the 905 texts us, I work for the school board and by no means am I complaining, but we have no PD days or long weekends. Hashtag cancel November.
Yes!
You do have Movember, but that's not exactly like a holiday.
No.
It's an important thing.
Yeah.
Certainly it's fun.
Yeah.
Certainly I get that for sure. And like I said, there's a lot of texts coming in about Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
I already acknowledged that. Absolutely. But nobody's sitting there going, well, Remembrance Day, what a party. And that's... We need Remembrance Day. That's very important.
Absolutely.
But I also feel like we could balance that out. Like we could have a little bit later.
A treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we want to like make our own holiday then?
That's what I was thinking. I don't know.
Hypothesizing?
Listen. Let me ask you this. Right. My parents used to go to a party every year called the November Blahs Party.
Okay.
Because it's a blah month.
Yeah.
So how do we make November fun?
So the first thing you have to do is set a day. So let's call it the last Saturday in November every year. Is everyone cool with Saturday?
Last Saturday. Okay, we got to keep it open?
November 27th.
Okay. So this year it's November 27th.
Which is Thanksgiving weekend in the States.
Okay. So should we take Friday then?
Yeah. Well, that's Black Friday. Oh, this is a problem, right?
That's a thing.
Okay, let's go to the 20th.
Okay.
Okay, November Second 20th.
So what are we doing?
Oh, no, wait, that's a weekend. We want in the middle of the week. Right?
Yeah. What are we doing, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so you're trying to figure out a day.
It's called Good Times Day.
Yeah, there it is.
Solved it.
Hit us up. 999-99. How do we make this month interesting?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, what's November good for anyway? Serious question.
Preparation. For the holidays.
We call it Preparation N. No.
No, we don't. No, we certainly do not.
No,
we can work on the name.
Right. No,
so, obviously, listen, I'm excluding Remembrance Day from this because that's obvious. We know that's important. That's a must every year, obviously. But it's not exactly like a party. And every single month of the year seems to have some reason for people to get together and celebrate and party because it kind of breaks up the monotony of living. And frankly, when we get out of this pandemic and like we get it, like I was actually at a party this weekend where people talked to each other and walked around and didn't have a mask on. It was crazy. I didn't know what to do with my hands. It was weird. But November, it's like, I'm just here.
Sometimes I just existing.
It's like there's a group project and November's the lazy one. And
they just put their name on it.
Yeah.
So we're a month too.
We were trying to figure out what we could do to like make November interesting, you know? So if you have any suggestions, 999-99. We'd like to see what we could do about that.
Jack brought up an interesting point, too. And Sam from the 647 thinks this could be a whole month-long thing. November is the crunch time month.
Yeah.
It's where you lose the Halloween weight and prep your body for the holidays. It's a marathon, not a sprint, baby. It's interesting.
Expand your stomach.
So do nothing.
Yeah, I guess this is a month
just
of
go
just
back
like,
to the gym and do nothing.
All right.
Okay.
Ash in the 647, we have Dwali in November.
Yep.
You're welcome to celebrate.
Right. True.
Dwali.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a good time. Cassandra in the 647. For me, November is fun because it's my birthday, which means tattoo month. That's how to make it fun. Set a goal for the month to do something that makes you happy.
So you get a tattoo every November?
No, do something happy. So let's say every Friday or last Friday of November, you have to do something that makes you happy. For the rest of the month, you have to be miserable. And you have to do things that make you actively sad.
But the last Friday.
But the last Friday.
That's the one.
That's the one that you get to be happy.
Okay. All right.
Okay. From the 705, we do Friendsgiving for American Thanksgiving.
Which, I like that.
When is that, by the way?
It's like last week in November.
Saturday, yeah.
It allows you to focus on Thanksgiving with your family in October, but then you get to enjoy some time with your friends, and it gets you through from Halloween to Christmas.
That's true.
That's from Laura. It's
I like
idea.
That.
I like that one a lot. And Linda has the last one here in the 905. How about making the day better with no sad songs at all? So, like, you have a day where you don't play
sad. Like, Virgin Radio doesn't play sad songs?
I think just in general.
Yeah.
Just, we all agree we don't listen to, like, Adele, for example.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adele.
Okay. And I like this one here. Nay Day Payday in November. A day where you go to work. So you don't go to work, but your employer still pays you for the day.
Oh, I love that.
And Virgin Radio can run contests all day, giving away money and other fun prizes.
I like that. I think we just give away a bunch of cash to people.
Right. So we got to get the government on board with that, because you need to be able to get the day off work. But
this one from Port Credit says time change parties would be good because November sucks. Time
change party.
This could be the last time
change. How do you do that? How do you do the time change party? How do we theme this? Does everybody show up with a clock around their neck like Flava Flav?
Yep. So what you do is you have like a potluck, so everyone brings a different dish, and then at the end of the night, you burn a pile of clocks. It's true.
It seems cultish. Okay. I'm not gonna lie.
No,
there's something about
that.
Are you
wearing
a roll at the time? It's the potluck.
Are you Jesus in this?
I don't know.
She's not Jesus.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You know, my computer just crashed on me. So I'm going to need you guys to stall for me while I reload trending. So what's trending in your life, Adam Wilde?
Well, did you want to talk about the phone time glitch?
I absolutely want to talk about the phone time glitch. So if you woke up this morning and you're like, I don't know what time it is because my phone's telling me one thing and my microwave is telling me another. It's 8:52. There has been a glitch going on with certain phones from a certain company that rhymes with Bell.
They just tweeted about it.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
It is us.
First of all, sorry. Secondly, apparently Bell phones are glitching out, and they moved back an hour in the middle of the night, which is not ideal. And the theory I've been reading online is that Europe did their time change this weekend. So they've fallen back. So they're an hour behind where we are right now. So it's 8:52 for us, but let's say your phone is back an hour. That means it's 7:52, and good news, my computer just loaded.
If you would like to fix that, by the way, go to the settings on your phone and switch date and time, and then go to take it off automatic time, and then switch it to Toronto.
Tech Bay over here.
Somebody tweeted it at me. It was nice.
The weird thing is it hasn't affected every Bell phone. So there are certain phones where everything's fine, and your friends are going to tell you that you're nuts, and then other people are saying, no, my phone is weird. So,
that's what happens in the Matrix. Mm-hmm.
Give yourself lots of time this morning. 30% of people say they'd be cool with living with a ghost. Some last-minute spooky statistics for you. A survey of over 2,500 people was done. And they said 20% of people would live in a home if a murder has taken place in it. 17% said they would live in a haunted house. And that number jumps to 46% if they get a discounted price. Jax Irwin.
Yes.
Would you live in a haunted house if you got a discounted price?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes. But like, spirits aren't aggressive. Yeah, they're not mean. They're not going to be like,
have you seen Poltergeist?
Just take good care of the house and you're fine.
Yeah. That's how it worked out.
That's the plot of the movie. Yeah.
Just be polite to ghosts. Leave some fresh cut flowers and fruit out and they'll be fine with it.
Always works.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to do a sequel to the movie Elf because the script wasn't good enough. If only he had that kind of knowledge when he read the script for Anchorman 2. apparently, he thought the original was going to ruin his career after he did it. So he's always had this kind of contentious relationship with Elf. But he says the decision to walk away would have been simple. I would have had to promote the movie from an honest place, which would have been like, oh, no, it's not good. I just couldn't turn down that much money.
Yeah.
And I thought, can I actually say those words? I don't think so. So I guess I can't do the movie. This is from The Hollywood Reporter.
He's pretty spectacular at promoting movies as well. Like, he really puts his whole heart and soul into it. The thing is, this is not the case for most of us. But Will Ferrell can make that kind of money back any way he wants. He's got that sort of pull. He's one of the main executive producers on Succession. He's doing fine. So I can understand that maybe he's like, I don't want to put another bad movie out there.
He can pick and choose,
As much as we love some of his classics, some of them are really bad.
There's been some misses in the last,
big
10
misses.
But to be fair to him, like, it's hard to follow up Anchorman and Step Brothers and Semi-Pro and the other guy. Like, it's not easy to be the funniest person on the planet consistently. I would know.
No.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
All right, old girl.
Just over an hour from right now. It's going to be your opportunity to get yourself rent paid for an entire year. Live rent free. Virgin Radio at 10.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, and I just want to remind you that we have a podcast. Just search Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Or just Virgin Mornings and you see our face. That's on iHeartRadio or Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere you find a podcast.
Darn right.
And we'd like to get you at a smart speaker so you could say, hey, Google, put on Virgin Mornings podcast. Oh, see what I did there? A little bit of a tie-in.
Like you got to say please, though, because the robots are getting angry.
That's true. Uh-oh. Now, it's going to be mustache trivia in honor of Movember. Now, this is celebrities with mustaches. Who will have the most knowledge on this? You pick the right person, that's your chance to win. Are you Team Jax? Are you Team TJ? TJ's actually growing a Movember mustache. Or your Team Adam Wilde?
He took off his coat. TJ took off his coat. That's how competitive he is right now.
I took off my coat too. It's okay, buddy. I'm right
already.
There with you.
So I can good show you my God muscles boys that I've built up at Orange Theory once a week for the last 2 months.
Okay, producer Leah, take it away.
All right, first question. This hairy man was also Aquaman in 2018 and is married to Lisa Bonet.
TJ.
I think Jack said it's quietly but first.
Jason Momoa.
Hey. One for Jax. All right.
Oh no.
This beard is nope. You guys are going to miss the question.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
True.
This beard is never ending. It is attached to the former NBC late night show host who hosted for 33 years.
TJ.
Jax. TJ.
David Letterman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now the quick thing. Producer Leah and TJ are both obsessed with comedy and comedians.
Yeah.
So I feel like some of these questions are a little bit of like,
anytime she says, which comedian? I'm like, all right, at least she's throwing me one.
Adam, just focus and get one, okay?
Just throwing that out there.
Wow. Yikes, okay.
How am I competitive?
Third question. This funny bearded man was TJ. Alan in The Hangover and had Obama on his show Between Two Ferns.
TJ.
Jax. Adam.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yay.
Ah, comedian people.
1-1-1, guys.
And you showed us.
1-1-1. Okay, this bearded rapper just recently got his driver's license and has a very famous grunt.
TJ.
Adam.
Before every song, I wasn't done.
Oh.
Adam.
Adam.
Oh. Rick Ross.
Yay.
Yay.
You got it.
TJ's mad.
He gave it away.
Fun fact, my friend's ringtone for a long time was Rick Ross's grunts. Whenever he got that text, it would go, Anyway, Leo, what's the next question?
This fresh bearded man is a rapper, actor, and is now dad to Willow and Jaden Smith.
TJ. Jax. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Why'd you sound so disappointed?
Because the comedian question's coming up next, and you're going to win?
It's kind of skewed a little bit. No, actually, this isn't.
Listen
to this one. This man's mustache is more famous than him. He starred in Magnum P.I., Men and a Baby, and despite him being 76, he's still hot. I just have to say all that.
Yeah,
TJ.
Tom Selleck.
So we're tied.
We're all tied.
We're all tied. All you have to do is so guess this is the answer before the question was finished.
Be nice.
Would you be said to him?
You guys are getting rough, and I like it. Okay, last one. Tiebreaker. This hairy beastie man is from Sydney, Australia, and is an X-Men character whose hair really matters in his role.
Adam.
Adam.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah! Adam won. Wow.
Wow.
Woo!
Yeah.
This guy.
Don't point at this guy. Say woo.
Hey,
good job, Adam.
Are you Team Adam Wilde? Very few of you were. We might be calling you back. Pick up the phone so we can give you that smart speaker. What, TJ?
Do your Australian accent again, Leah.
Sydney, Australia.
Oh, good.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So they ask us every year, how do you want to support Movember this year? And we always go, let's go to the person least likely to be able to grow a mustache, and that's TJ O'Halloran.
Damn right.
And you do grow one.
I try to grow one.
And by the 27th.
It seems like every year it gets blonder and blonder, and it's just, it can't be seen. Last year, it felt pretty fierce, but I got made fun of a lot.
No.
I ended up raising a pretty good amount of money last year. I think it was around like $1,400, which is great. Participating again this year, my goal is $2,000. And in case you don't know, Movember is not just about growing mustaches and having a good time. It's in support of men's health. It's for things like mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. They say on average men die 5 years earlier than women do. And they think a lot of that is from very preventable diseases because mm-hmm. there's a stigma around getting things like your testicles checked and your prostate checked and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is raising awareness for that, ending the stigma, growing mustaches, showing support. So if you would like to donate, and I would absolutely love it if you did and appreciate it. And like, I understand times are tough. Yeah. It's a pandemic. And, but if you have a couple bucks, that'd be great. I put a link up on my Instagram profile at OnAirTJ. So you can just go there and click it and you're good to go.
So last year you raised, in the middle of a pandemic, which I have to say, pretty
incredible.
Great.
Yeah.
What did you raise last year?
$1,400, give
That's
or take.
That's amazing.
Tremendous. It was amazing. And to everyone who donated, I can't thank you enough. It's just crazy stuff.
So, but you've set the goal high this year.
Yeah.
I did. Because I felt like I couldn't set it lower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I raised $1,340 last
year. Okay, so what's the goal this year?
$2,000.
Yeah.
I already have verbal commitments from Adam and Jax that they're each going to donate $3,000.
We are not.
I will donate lot more money than you think I will if you can grow a beard.
Well, that's not fair.
I know, but can we do that in January? I'll donate to Movember, and then I'll donate even more.
It's not January, it's Movember.
Okay, serious question.
Yeah.
TJ, are you available for special requests? So if somebody were to say,
don't do this.
So like, so you could DM TJ, and we'll take these DM and like we'll post them on our Virgin Radio Toronto page. So if you want TJ to sing you a song with his guitar, TJ plays guitar.
Oh, don't do that. You
know what? You know what?
Okay. A songbird.
I will donate the first $300.
Okay.
If you rap Eminem's Lose Yourself on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, it looks like I got to raise $300 another way.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's not going to happen.
TJ,
I'll match it.
I told you guys when we started in this show that there's one blind spot I have in this world, and that's that I can't sing or rap in public.
Mm.
And I'm not going to start today, unfortunately.
Here it is. $300?
$600.
I'm not doing it.
$300?
I'll get $300 from you some other way. Yeah, you have a little
done.
Mom's spaghetti.
TJ.
Yeah. Okay.
No, eh? No, it's not going to happen. No. Wow,
producer Leah says no.
All right, so he's available for some requests, not all requests.
Yeah, they're gonna be fielded.
We're going to talk about it. One of these days, I'm going to put TJ on the spot, and he's going to have to do
it. I hated every second of that.
Yeah, I've done this before. Yeah. I've been trying to get TJ to rap Lose Yourself on the air
for years,
and it has not happened for me yet.
I honestly just can't wait to see the crumbs that are left over in your little mustache at the end.
I can grow a mustache. Before, you were saying I couldn't. Oh, it's like you don't know where the lie is anymore.
So if you want to find TJ's link to this, go to OnAirTJ on Instagram. You can click the link there, right? And 99.9verge.radio.ca as
Follow
well.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we got Ghosted tomorrow, brand new at 8 o'clock. And we're very excited for that. But, you know, seeing as we took the summer off from Ghosted, you should know that the lineup for Ghosted at 99.9virginradio.ca, as in the submissions we have, are numerous. Yeah. Numerous is a good word.
Passionate.
Now, instead of ghosting somebody, we'd like to offer an alternative. Not that we want our segment to go away, because we like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope these aren't that great of suggestions. Yeah.
But there's six of them. Maybe one of them will work for you. And these are phrases you can use instead of ghosting someone. Now, Ghosted tomorrow, 8 a.m., just letting you know. Number one, this is a phrase you can use instead of ghosting someone. It's been interesting getting to know you. I don't think our communication styles are a good match, but I hope you meet someone great on here. How do we feel about that?
It sounds like corporate speak.
You don't like that?
Interesting getting to know you. Like that's brutal.
I don't think our communication styles are, what was it? Are good enough?
Are a good match.
Okay.
You guys don't like it, eh?
I don't like it.
Oh, I didn't mind that one. I thought it was nice and sanitized.
Very boardroomy.
Okay, number two. Thanks for last night. It was refreshing to meet someone IRL again.
Good start.
Being honest, I don't see a future for us, but I hope you meet someone great.
You say great start?
You like that?
I think that one was okay.
Refreshing? If somebody calls you refreshing, that's not good.
I am refreshing.
Yeah.
TJ's like a drink of water on a hot day.
It's like a Gatorade.
Yeah.
You don't want to be called refreshing.
No, tell me about my electrolytes.
Why not? What's wrong with refreshing? Tell me. Let's zero in on this.
I feel like it's very conservative. Like it's very like overly polite. Like it doesn't seem genuine.
Okay.
Aren't you refreshing? It sounds kind of condescending. Okay.
Number three, thanks for chatting to me. I don't think we'd be a good fit, but best of luck here.
Oh, that's good.
See, I like that. Yeah, it's honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a Band-Aid.
Okay. Number four, I'm sorry, I really enjoy getting to know you, but the more time we've spent together, the more it's made me realize I'm not ready to start something new with someone else.
I thought you were going to say, the more I realize I don't like you.
Like, well, that, I mean, that's essentially like, yeah, what that says, yeah, right?
That's just a lie, though. Oof. Like, you're not ready to start with something with someone new?
You're not ready to start something new with someone until they're the someone you want to start something new with.
Yeah. Start something new with them.
And so I did use that one. Yeah. I use that a few times. And it's not because they're bad people. It's just because, like, you feel like you're not ready. And it's like, it's just not a match, you know? Number five. Hey, I'm sorry. This has moved a bit too quickly for me. I need some time to take a step back and work out what I want.
I like that. That's honest.
You know why I don't like that?
Why?
Because it allows them to believe that there's still a chance when they're clearly
not. Hanging.
Yeah.
Rarely do you take a step back and go, oh, you know what? This is the love of my life.
But this is the most polite one, so I would go with this one.
Okay.
This is the easiest one. This is the easiest one.
I love this text, 999-999. People are cowards. There will always be ghosting.
Whoa. Good God.
Hey, sounds like you have a story. 999-virginradio.ca.
Yeah. Tell
free
us.
To submit. Number six. Hi. Insert person's name here. As you know, I've also been seeing other people, and last night, I decided to date someone else exclusively. Ooh, that's hard. Oh. I've really enjoyed getting to know you over the last few weeks, and I hope you find someone amazing.
As somebody that worships chaos, that one's my favorite answer.
I'm curious to see how people would, like, how does that land?
Oh, not good.
Probably not well.
Yeah, right. Not well. Yeah.
So we like exactly one of these?
One of them.
I
also still
five.
Love ghosting. I think ghosting's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, whatever. Just move on.
It's effective.
Yeah. Oh, they're not texting me back. I wonder why. Because they don't want to be with you. Move on.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It sounds like that phone glitch is still happening. Your phone might be saying it's a different time than it is right now. Some Bell phones are saying it's actually 8:53. Adam, is yours still saying that?
Mine says 9:53 because I got into the settings.
Yeah.
And I changed, you go to date and time, and then you click on take in and off automatic, and you put it to Toronto, and you're good.
Hack the mainframe.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do. So we'll wait on an update on that this afternoon. Fans are on the lookout for deluxe editions of Donda after an Apple Music teaser. Of course, Kanye's latest album, Donda, was only 27 tracks, so it makes sense why he released a deluxe edition. Fans have been speculating about the possibility of an extended version after some people on Twitter noticed a new message under Donda's Apple Music page that appears to talk about the imminent release of the deluxe edition. I wonder what we're going to get on it. Probably more versions of Jail, I would assume. Because that's like,
how many versions is it? He said he'll never be done this, right? Is that what he said?
That's okay with me. I think it's a beautiful album, so
yeah,
keep it going.
Okay. Disney has confirmed that Hocus Pocus 2 is coming next
year.
It's a classic from 1993, and they waited 30 years to say, like, you know what, let's do a sequel. Everyone's really excited about the cast, though, because it has Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham, who's fantastic, Veep's Tony Hale, Sam Richardson, they're going to be on the project, as well as stars from the original film. Bette Midler's going to be in it, Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, and Doug Jones. Were you a big Hocus Pocus
fan, Jess? Yeah, I was. I used to watch it every year with my mom. Yeah.
I was scared of it.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
I think that when they got hung, I think that threw me off. And then afterwards,
I mean,
I was like, yeah, it's good now, though.
It is, isn't it? Adult. Yeah, adult film.
Whoa. Never watched it.
I wasn't always the strong-willed boy.
Yeah.
The strong man you are
I was
now.
A sensitive little boy.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, Shannon Burns is up next, and she has another keyword for you so that you can live rent-free. But she's going to keep it from you. Yeah. She's never going to. No, I'm kidding. She won't. 10 a.m. It's all for you. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.